time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And
it is a good Tuesday afternoon. Yeah. My wife's making cookies.
Making cookies.
Oh, what's your favorite, by the
way?
Christmas cookies.
Christmas cookies? Well, I mean, well, you got sugar cookies for that, right? I like them soft, though. Soft and chewy. I don't like them crunchy.
And chewy sugar cookies?
Well, soft, any cookie. I like it soft or chewy. The wife doesn't like the chewy ones. I like the chewy ones.
Yeah. My favorite, of course, is Toll House chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of the oven.
Oh, because they're chewy. They're dripping
and
down.
And you get a cold glass of milk and just dunk those suckers in there. Heaven.
Not much better than that. Nope.
Nope. And they're good for you, too. Oh, by the way, did you notice the band was a little... I think they had their Christmas party.
So that, yeah, I think they had a little bit too much to drink,
yeah,
maybe.
Eggnog, I tell you.
Yeah.
That well, you know, good for them.
Yeah.
They don't get together outside the studio much, except to rehearse the song they know.
Oh, I got them a couple of the songs they do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, anyway. Tis the season.
I'm making a Christmas song, a Christmas video song.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Santa lost his job to Amazon.
Well, that's contemporary. That's,
yeah.
You know, they can do anything that Amazon.
You know, and so Santa actually joins in with Amazon and becomes a delivery driver for Amazon.
Oh, no.
He could deliver 24, 365 a day.
But he only delivers once a year.
Yeah, well, he doesn't... There's a lot less he has to deliver at one time.
Okay, so he fills in on Christmas Eve.
Well, he could, sure.
Yeah, you know, kids are listening, you know.
Yeah.
But I would think Amazon would enhance his ability to get
everything. You're talking about adults aren't listening. Why would kids be listening?
So, yeah, any normal adult wouldn't want to listen to us. That's true. Anyway, we're here. We listen to each other.
We do.
Yes.
Most days. Yeah.
So, anyway, well, it's good. I'm anxious to see this.
Yeah.
Production.
I've already started on the video work on it, and it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have it out done by the end of the week, so because there's not much time before Christmas here.
Yeah. Well, it's rapidly approaching. You know, I saw an article or listened to a broadcasts about AI, and I guess there's several. I mean, there's Claude, and there's ChatGPT, mm-hmm. and all that.
All kinds.
Well, now I guess you can talk to your AI app or whatever it happens to be, and ask, here's the person. She has everything. What in the world could I give and describe the woman or the person you want to buy a gift for? What should I give her? I have no idea. And they'll come up with something.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Is it?
Could be.
So I it's rapidly, I mean, within the last year or two, it's just.
Yeah. It was kind of always in there in a way, you know, where it started with, you know, I don't know where it all started, but I know that cars actually cruise control is sort of. A little bit of that always keeps you at a constant temp of speed within 3 miles an hour each way.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have where they can, you know, it's watching for cars in your blind spot and cars you're coming up on and cars when I back out, it warns me.
I thought that was just
coming.
Plain old technology.
Well,
AI thinks.
Yeah.
They think.
Sort of.
Scary. It's scary. And, you know, everything new can be scary.
Yeah.
And anything new and promising can also be used for nefarious.
It can. And that's.
You like that word?
It's a problem. Nefarious. Very good word.
Yeah. Like that. I just found that one out. AI told me about nefarious.
Did it? Okay.
So, anyway. Yeah. So in a few more years, who knows? But they take this vast amount of power to energize all these computers in a big, right?
Is that,
I mean,
is that what it is? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They have these big warehouses full of computers, okay. Right? And
I don't know. I imagine so. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you would know that.
No, I have never been to an AI warehouse.
Well, I've seen pictures of.
I've been to Sam's warehouse. Yeah. BJ's warehouse.
How about Costco?
I've not been to Costco.
Oh, you should go to Costco. They're much better than both of those. Anyway, they are. They have these big warehouses full of computers, and they take mega amounts of power, and they're all there computering. Data centers.
Okay.
And a lot of people in communities that are planning on it, they don't like it because their power is going to go up. You know, electric bills.
Yeah.
Supposedly. No. Anyway,
I don't know why somebody else doing it would charge you for.
I don't know, because they're going to have to build more infrastructure for the facilities. And when they build those infrastructures, they pass that cost on to everybody. It's like tariffs. You have tariffs on certain goods. I mean, for some period of time, maybe a importer will absorb some of the cost. Eventually, we'll stuck with it. So.
Yeah.
Same kind of principle. Anyway, what do you want to start off with today? Since you're in such a jovial mood.
Yeah. Well, since I'm in such a great mood.
Yes.
Why don't we start off with the Browns. Lost to the worst team in the NFL.
I listened to the game. I had my radio. A lot of people use the phone, the smartphone. Not me. I use the old-fashioned transistor radio.
Okay.
That my clone gave me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. He's older.
He's older. So, and it's tough enough listening to the Browns, the way they're playing, but it's even tougher when these guys are broadcasting the game.
I'm not real. But we have had such amazing broadcasters in Northeast Ohio. Have had.
Well, they're frustrating to listen to because when things are going well, oh, it's wonderful. I mean, Mr. Stuart Sanders is the next coming Joe Montana. Name another superstar quarterback. And then the next time, it's just seesaws back and forth. There's no flow to their, the way they broadcast the game. Unlike the guy from Ohio State who does the radio. Oh,
and he has done it for years. He is absolutely great. He does some basketball as well.
Well, he has, I've heard first of all, that. His voice is just fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, he's got such a,
I enjoy they call him in for the Ohio State radio program,
mm-hmm.
And he has such a great voice.
I forget his name right off the top of my head, but he's been doing it forever, and he's such a professional. These guys are rank amateurs. They got to. I'm sure he loves Ohio State and he'll never leave it. But he's the kind of guy that
I'm sure he's been offered jobs many times.
Oh, I would think so. But anyway, they did lose to a 1-9 team or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They only had one win. Yeah.
One win.
Paul Keels. I thought it was Paul, but I didn't get the last name.
Yeah. So I didn't he do some Guardians games when Tom and Rosie were off for the Hall of Fame thing.
Because that would be in the summertime when they're not playing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the team is just bad. It's just, Shedeur Sanders.
He improved.
Listen, give the kid credit. He threw for 330 some yards, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
He had a quarterback rating close to 100, which is very good.
Yeah.
But he's playing against the worst team.
Right. I understand that.
In the National Football League.
But I see progression on him and some of his decisions he's making as he, let's face it, he was fourth string, and even when third string, even when second string, wasn't allowed to practice with the starting team. And everybody is asking why we have seen so much in 4 weeks and so much growth from him in 4 weeks, but yet we had 6 weeks of Dylan Gabriel, and we didn't see this. We didn't see the – he motivates the offense to excitement.
He does, but, you know, Terry Pluto, I do believe, had an article about how they were really, you know, everybody saying, oh, my goodness, why not Shadur? Why not Shadur? They were doing things people didn't realize with Shadur. More practice after the practice, you know, extra practice, setting him up more for success than I think even Dylan Gabriel. They were giving him more responsibilities, but a lot of the press didn't see it. So when Gabriel went down, he may have been more prepared than Gabriel was, and he has done nothing really in the games that he's played to lose the job.
Yeah,
and certainly,
Dad, did you hear anything coming in today whether he's been announced or not?
Oh, he'll be the quarterback from
okay,
the rest of the season. I mean, that's pretty much guaranteed unless he gets injured. But there's some tests coming. I mean,
yeah,
there are some really, really tough opponents coming.
Well, we can't win against a easy opponent, so what makes you think we're going to have win against
them? Well, let me make an argument against Shadur.
Okay.
I mean, we lost to Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he run special teams or defense?
Well, let me finish what my thought is. Okay. And but we beat the Dolphins with the other quarterback. Right. We beat the Packers with the other quarterback.
Yeah.
And we had another win too. Forgot which one it was. So, you know, we've had three wins. Oh yeah, well, he had the one win against Vegas. So we had two wins against pretty darn good teams.
Yeah.
And his one win came against another very bad team in the Raiders. So can you really judge,
I think you judge by looking at his throwing, his statistics, his passing. Receivers are a little bit better when he's there, but I think he really motivates receivers. The whole offense, he motivates them.
Yeah.
I mean, he had over 300 yards. He threw three touchdowns.
Yeah.
And so these are numbers I think you have to look at. Yeah, it's all about the win, but when you're not winning, period, you know, we've got three wins. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I see any other wins coming.
Well, the Bears have a must win next week.
And the Bears have really played tough.
Against Green Bay. They lost the game because
Green
Bay came back, so the Bears lost to Green Bay. It was an interception at the very end of the game that kind of killed their chances. But I don't have the standings in front of me, but they need the win next week big time in order to stay in contention. Then you got the Bills.
And Bills have had some trouble this year, but
they took care of. I'll have to look at. They took care of the Bengals, 39-34. And
Joe scored 30. But again, you score 34 points and you can't win a game.
Yeah, their defense is awful.
Absolutely horrid.
Yeah. So the Bears are a necessity. They have a necessity to win. The Bills have a necessity to win.
Yeah.
The Steelers, this is a crazy division that we're in right now. My goodness gracious, we're
Steelers. Yeah, the Steelers beat was it the Ravens they played? They were both at 6-6, and they played each other. And Steelers actually won. Ravens have lost two in a row. Steelers won one, and so they're 7-6. Ravens at 6-7. Bengals at 4-9, and Browns. 4-10
3-10
Yes.
You got too excited there.
I did. Too excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
231 winning percentage. Yeah. You know, I think it very easily could be, you know, we'll only have 3 wins again this year.
Well, this is, so anyway, the situation with the Browns is awful. It really is. Yes. I mean, maybe the one positive is Shedeur Sanders is growing into being their quarterback. But is he? That's the question. So the next 4 games will be paramount to whether or not he comes in next year as the starting quarterback. However, you still got Deshaun Watson. You don't know another question. That's a question.
I don't think we're going to see. I think they're running out of time or ran out of time to activate him for this year.
Well, they had 21 days. He's on
the 21 days.
Yeah, okay. So he's
December 1st. So basically, they had till the end of the season to activate him.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see Deshaun Watson this year. But the question is, who will be making these decisions? If they're 3-14 again,
question some of the play calling.
Stefanski will bet. I don't think the head coach will be back.
I don't think he will. No. Although Giants are waiting for him to be free, there he'll be out of a job 15 minutes.
Well, look what he's been given as talent, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, how handicapped he was because of the whole Bub deal.
Yeah.
And how that, you know, you can't lose 3 first round picks in a row of 3 years in a row. And help to build anything.
Well, he's been coach of the year twice.
I know.
And because when he does have the talent, he manages to do okay. And that, you could question some of the things they did. The 2-point conversion instead of tying the game.
Yeah.
That's
kind of.
That's his decision.
You take the point when you get the point. That is his decision. Then when it comes to the point, you can either tie it or then go for the win. Which he would have gone for the win, which we didn't get that one either.
So. No. Well, that would have tied the game.
No, yeah, but
the second 2-point one.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, but the first time they did not, they went for it on the first time and they didn't get it. That's why they were a point behind.
Yeah.
So then if they had gotten that one, then if they got down there to score like that again, they would have had a choice. Do we tie it or do we try to win?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think he would have tried to go for the win anyway instead of the tie.
Well, I guess when you're 3-9 or whatever they were on Sunday, why not? You know, why not go for the win? The only thing, are they now going to be playing for that top draft pick? And that's another question.
Oh, you think Myles Garrett is going to be happy about that?
Well, all Myles wants to do right now is get one more sack.
Is it one more? I thought it was 2 more, but yeah.
Well, I think 2 to tie, or he's very close to getting the
all-time,
not only the Browns record, but the whole league record.
Right.
He's in the Hall of Fame now. That's how good he is.
Yes.
It's sort of being wasted on this
team. It is wasted on this team, which is why he really wanted a trade last year. Well, when
wouldn't you?
Absolutely. When you have his talent and what you accomplish, what he has on such a lousy team, and now even our defense fell down. I mean, we scored 29 points. You should be able to win a game 29 points in the NFL, especially when you have, quote-unquote, a top-tier defense, which is what we have, a quote-unquote top-tier defense, except when we really need it.
Well, you're right. You're right. I mean, they lost to the worst team in the
team that, because of that win, now is at 2-11. 2-11. They got their win. 2-11.
They gave up 31 points to the worst team. Well, look, some of that too was special teams again. That guy's not.
How is that guy still even here?
Well, he's gonna. Why make changes now, right?
That's why I know Stefanski will be here till the end of the year.
He'll be here, and you got to get rid of Barry too. The two have to go. Either keep both of them.
No.
Or. No. You don't think you're going to keep Barry?
No, I you know, I look at what Barry did this last draft when he had draft picks to work with. Mm-hmm. And three or four of them are starting. Yeah. One of them is perennially a defensive player of the week for the NFL. Mm-hmm. And
Schlesinger.
Schlesinger, yeah. And
Carson Schlesinger.
And there's another defensive guy that I think was a linebacker or something.
Oh, no, there's Graham, number one pick. Well, their defense, yeah, he'd been.
I'm just saying he picked some talent that are helping right away. Of course, we had a lot of help, but part of it was because so Hannah, again, he's the one that had to agree to it and make the deal that if he didn't make the deal, the whole Bob thing would have fallen through and we would have had all these picks.
Well, the Watson deal was from the top.
It was from the top, absolutely. They were not given a choice otherwise because he wasn't going to come here.
No. So the question is, will the Doofuses, also known as the owners, the Haslams, retain Andrew Berry, the general manager, after going, let's say they just only had three wins, so they had no improvement. I thought they would win five. They may still. Well, I can't see them.
I can't see them beating the Bears.
No. I mean, the only other possibility would be the Bengals because the Bengals are out of it. They are. I mean, in all practical purposes, even though Joe Burrow is playing at a high level.
Well, yeah, he scored, what, 42 points and lost, you know?
Well, he's not that many. Hold on here.
He had
34 points.
34 points.
Yeah, yeah. They still lost.
But
so it's conceivable that they don't want to win any more games because they're not going anywhere. So the question is should Gorsuch? That's the problem. We don't know who will make these decisions.
Right.
I mean, the decision to terminate Berry and Stefanski will be made shortly after the Bengals game, the last game of the season.
Right.
I would think the pair would go. I really do. That's my own personal judgment. Well,
they were hired at the same time they were fired at the same time.
Yeah, and
it's just always so weird. I know that other teams have done it, that they pick the coach before they pick the GM. Mm-hmm. So the GM doesn't have any say in who the coach is going to be. You know, to me, that's backwards.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a different word there, but that's backwards. You know, or an additional word as well.
Yes, I know.
You know, you get the GM in here who helps to pick who his GM, who his coach will be, because the coach will depend on whether he can keep his job or not to a degree.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you know what? I wouldn't fire Stefanski. I know that's some fans are going to say, "What? Are you kidding me? This guy has got to go." No, he doesn't.
I think he does.
Well, I think
some
the fans.
Decisions he makes and some of the plays that he's called to the point that they were so miserable that they he became so predictable and everything that's why he's not able to call the plays.
You can argue that the players didn't execute the plays either. I mean, you can argue.
You can argue that.
Okay. I just did.
You did.
So I think Stefanski's gone. It would not surprise me that if Berry is gone as well.
Yeah, I think they'll probably both be gone.
Because
then everybody's going to be happy that we have nobody. I don't know. But you need to hire your GM first.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's always backwards when you hire your coach and then let your coach help pick the GM.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. And you're right. Stefanski's talented enough to land a head coaching
job. The Giants are already waiting for him to lose his job.
You know this for a fact.
Yes, I do. I read it on the internet.
Oh, well, it's got to be true then.
That's right.
Oh, jeez. Well, we shall see. But the question is Shedeur Sanders your franchise quarterback for the future? Or do you go after, like, the guy, Mendoza, who's the Indiana quarterback, who may come out next year? In the 26th draft. What do you do?
Well, that's why you got to let... We know what Gabriel can and can't do, but we don't know completely what Sanders can. All I know is that I've seen Sanders improve every week he started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he did okay against San Francisco, which is a good team.
A good team.
But the true test will be coming up in the next 3 weeks.
That's right. And that's why let him start the rest of the season. That will give him maybe one more start than what Gabriel had. Yeah. But even with
I'm
that,
all for that. I have no problem with they got to find out what they have in this young
right,
man.
Right, because but otherwise they wasted another draft pick. And
well, that fifth round pick. Come on. They're not wasting a pick there. No. If he was a first or second round pick, I could agree with you. But a fifth round pick?
Okay.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
I'll buy that.
Okay.
Give me a discount, though.
I don't know. It's a mess. It really is a mess. But they have to find out what they have in Sanders. But do they forego the chance of getting a top-rated quarterback in the draft next year if they're picking one or two? Now Tennessee's got their quarterback, Cam Ward, right?
Yes.
So if we're number two in the draft, picking number two, the chances are the Browns will have an opportunity to pick one of the best quarterbacks available in the draft next year. Do you do that? Well, you have to decide who your general manager and coach is going to be first.
Which means as soon as you fire them, you better be hiring somebody soon.
So are you going to take a chance for your future or wait to 2027 to find out that Sanders may not be your guy?
Yeah.
And you forego.
Well, that's why you go now.
Yeah. So do you forego picking a number one pick quarterback for your and still have Sanders? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm glad the kid threw 330 some yards. I'm glad he did. But he did against
the worst team in the NFL.
And it was
the worst team until we played him. Now they're tied for the worst team. They moved their way up to a tie.
No. Oh, who's got number only two?
Another one had,
Tennessee.
And the Raiders. The Raiders
or the Giants, the Giants.
The Giants and the Raiders have two wins. The Jets and the Browns have three wins.
Yeah. Okay, so
there's still
so there's a couple teams ahead of us too that
there are. The Giants only have two, you're right. Yeah. So there're three teams that only have two wins.
Yeah.
You think they're going to be trying really hard
to get a quarterback next year? Absolutely.
No, I mean really hard to get that.
Win. They're in every one of these. Okay, go out and try to do your best. Just try. You don't have to do your best, but just try to do your best. Go, go, go. Slow.
Hey, coach, we'll give you a bonus for not winning. Where did we hear that before?
Who would do that? Who would do that? Good old Heater. Jeez. Well, anyway, I'm not convinced Shadur Sanders is the franchise.
I'm not either, but I see improvement in him.
And, maybe
like Gabriel, it doesn't mean he won't be a good backup. You need to have a steady backup.
Well, the DNF opportunity he won two of the games.
Let me ask you this. How many wins would any QB have under this behind this line?
Well, the line's part of the problem. But the injuries have taken their toll a little bit as well. And that's another problem, too. You're going to have some draft picks to pick, and free agents to put in that position. I think Conklin is probably gone, but Tino will probably be retiring. They just lost their center on Sunday to an Achilles injury. That could knock him out for the entire year next year. They're in big trouble on their offensive line, and you can't have a world championship without a world class offensive line. And people, all they do is stand around and block. Oh no! And they open holes, they protect the quarterback, and they end up. My brother, who's been a coach in the college level for 40 years, says they're the smartest guys on the team next to the quarterback. Because they have to know every play, every lane, every possibility to block the right guy. And
everybody else just follows the ball. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, the defense the defense guys are just gung-ho.
Yep.
Just go after them. But it's the offensive linemen are usually your smartest group of players. Believe it or not,
I can believe that.
So they got to build
that. It's also one of the toughest positions. Oh. You're down in a crouch at every position. Somebody's trying to run you over.
That's right.
And I'm surprised there aren't more injuries than what.
And
there
the
are.
Only time they get recognition is when they hold. and then the camera focuses on them, and you feel like you're probably 3 inches tall out there, right? These big, huge men. But their job is to protect the quarterback, and right. If they think that their quarterback's going to get hurt, they're going to hold.
Sure.
I mean, that's what they're taught to do.
Yeah.
And so they got the line problem. The defense is okay. I mean, they're one of the top five defenses, but it seems that they at the
but they
worst
can't stop them when they need to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So their stats are okay, and the play calling these 2-point tries on Sunday didn't work.
And the week before we had 4 fourth downs they tried to go on and didn't get a single one of them.
No. So. Shedeur Sanders, Chicago Bears are going to go full tilt against
absolutely.
This young man.
Absolutely.
And that will be a test. And
again, especially with this line, we have 3 untried, basically, guys on our offensive line.
Yeah, you're going to – Conklin's out. I mean, it's just a mess in the front line, and he's going to be vulnerable, and we'll see what happens. Junkins, I mean, the running attack was very poor yesterday.
48 yards?
Yeah.
Is all he had,
I think. Hold on here. They had almost
200 yards in rushing.
Yeah. I'll get to it here.
As bad as they were, as bad as that a team they are, and as good of a defense we have, okay? They had like 180 some yards, I believe, in on the ground rushing. You're getting there. I know. That's why I'm babbling. So it gives you a chance to get there.
You are a baron of babbling.
But I'm trying to do that in order for
184 yards rushing.
Yeah,
that means running the ball.
Yeah,
and then we only had 61, and Junkins was
48 of those, I think.
Yeah. Sanders had. 3 of them. I mean, 3 runs for 29.
Okay.
Junkins only had 26.
Oh, only had 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sampson only had 4.
So
he fumbled the ball.
Our leading rusher, who wasn't even in for the 2-point attempts, was Sanders.
Well, that was one of the criticisms the radio guys had too. Said the last play or the last offensive play the Browns had to get the 2-point conversion, they used the. They call that
the Wildcat.
The Wildcat formation. And they said, why? Sanders just marched you down 2 times for a. Why wouldn't you use him?
Yeah.
In one of their tirades that they go on.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. You got to.
I was hearing that even right after the game. What I do is they don't have the game, but they have coverage. Right after the game, I go to WTAM and listen to them and their. Observations there as well.
Yeah.
That's right after, and you get Mike Snyder joining in on that.
Yeah.
And I trust Mike Snyder. He has been part of sports, basketball, and football forever on the station. He's the sports director, but he was actually at the stadium, calling in from the stadium where they were on the phone with him. And he was impressed with what Sanders did, and he was down on everybody's special teams, and defense didn't do the job, and the offensive line didn't really do the job. But he was very specific on several things, and that guy knows his sports.
He does.
Yeah.
And so they got all kinds of things to work out, and the quarterback situation is not as bad if Sanders – proves that he could be the franchise quarterback, but you're trusting a 5th-round pick to lead your franchise.
Who originally was thought to be a 1st-round pick.
Well,
yeah, whatever, for whatever reason, he fell to the 5th round. Yeah.
So maybe he is it. I don't know.
Well, we
and
have
he
some
shows very, promise.
We have
he
some,
shows promise.
We have some very tough games coming up, and if he continues to improve, I'm not saying we're going to win those games, but. If he continues to improve, I could, if they don't go with him, trade him to some team that will use him.
Yeah.
Get a draft pick out of him because it's going to be higher with what he's already done. It's going to be higher than the fifth round that you spent on him.
I would hope so.
And everybody needs a quarterback.
Yeah. You know, what's surprising too. I mean, just looking at Kansas City, has just,
they're
pretty much out of the playoff picture now. I mean, this is the first time in years the Chiefs have just not, they're 6-7. And in the American Football Conference, the American Conference, that's just not going, I just don't see how
they'd almost have to win out right now in order to make the playoffs.
And
there's four games left. They'd be 10-7.
I watched that.
And that might not make it.
No.
10-7 might not make it.
No, I watched some of the game against Houston. And they just don't have it this year. I think Kelsey's probably done. Travis?
He's got a lot of distractions going on.
Yeah.
Between an engagement and a podcast he does with his brothers and commercials that he's done and stuff. I would say that's a little bit of a distraction. And he's saying, you know what? I make as much money doing these distractions.
Well, he loves I'm sure he loves the game of football. And, and it's... it's tough for an athlete, a professional athlete who's been at the high level of success that he has been to say, I'm done.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I would think so. I mean,
how much older is his brother than he is?
A couple of years.
Okay. And this would be the second year after his brother retired. So.
And he could be a Hall of Famer. He was a very good offensive lineman for the Eagles.
For the Eagles, yeah.
And their thought was, too, that he was going to, consider going back, but... Again, he's making more money. He's on everything, it seems like. Oh. And he's good. Both of them are very good.
I love those Buffalo Wild Wing commercials he does. He's talking to the buffalo. Those are hilarious.
Yeah. You're just like my brother.
Well, I have a brother.
Yeah?
Well, where
is he?
You're right.
Yeah,
right. Where is he? He's a natural, you know.
Yeah, Kelsey, engaged to fairly well-known singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis. What's her name? Travis?
I think she's a billionaire.
She's Taylor
Sweet,
Slow.
Sweet, something like that. Yeah, yeah. So there's distraction here
well. That prenup will be as big as, they don't have phone books anymore. I was going to say, it's going to be as big as a New York City phone book, but they don't have phone books anymore.
The Law Digest, let's go with that. Yeah.
So.
Well, it's interesting too, because apparently he's been looking at some houses around the neighborhood where his parents live.
Well, they have so much money.
They're going to have houses all over the place. Yeah.
Like LeBron, he still has one in Bath.
Oh, yeah.
He probably spends, 3 days there a year or something like that. I don't know.
When he comes in to do some philanthropic thing or other.
So, anyway, the Browns are in a very precarious situation for not only this year and next year, because they still have the Deshaun Watson dark cloud over
one more year where they're paying. Are they willing to pay him to sit on his butt?
Yeah. Unless a new GM and coach can convince the doofuses he's the better choice between Sanders and Gabriel.
I really think he's done as well, and he's been out of how much football has he played in the last six years? How much football has he played?
Well, and he hasn't played good football since he's left Houston in that trade, right? I mean, let's face it, he would need to sit in a vat of WD-40 for 4 months.
Anybody else comes in off the bench or something and they don't talk about rust. Flacco comes in, you don't talk about rust. But when he comes, he's going to be a little bit rusty.
I don't know what they do with him. It's not my problem, but I can't imagine that the fans are really aching to see Deshaun Watson back on the field. So you eat 40, but you still have it. I guess they redid some of his contract, but you still have it on the books, and it's going to hurt your salary cap. It's going to hurt you in free agent acquisitions for another year. It's a mess. This whole trade has set back the franchise 5 years, at least five.
Well, at least that. Yeah. At least that. Because think of the number one draft picks they could have had.
Oh.
You know, or a guy that basically gave you, what, 3 wins each year that he has actually played.
Yeah. He's bad news from
knowing that he could have missed the whole first season. Because the NFL suspension. They could have when they brought him in. And then injuries in the second and third, and then not even played at all in the fourth year, and that brings him to this fifth and final year of his contract.
Yeah. I mean, what a waste of, not my money.
Of resources?
Resources.
Of money, of resources?
Well, it hurts the fans because the fans, the Browns fans are, they should be in the Hall of Fame for their putting up with this nonsense. But
I heard one podcast guy said, well, it's the fans. It's their fault that they left in town in the first place. It's, no, it's not. It's just, well, they stopped going to the games. I said, yeah, because they were told they were moving. You know?
No.
You were hanging the owner in effigy.
Yeah. And, the Browns fans are truly great fans. And it was a slap in the face to Northeast Ohio what Modell did. It was horrible.
It was.
It was horrible. And he should never, even ever be considered for the Hall of Fame. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He did more damage to it than he did good.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it wasn't a good football weekend for Northeast Ohio or Ohio.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Ohio State, they lost.
They lost.
The Big Ten championship to Indiana, really?
You know, where did this team come from? I was sitting there watching this game. It was a good football game. I mean,
10-13?
It was. It was a good football game. 13-10. They lost 13-10. But it was a well-played game for the most part. And I'm thinking to myself, Indiana. They came out of nowhere in the last. The last time they won a Big Ten championship was way before I was born in 1967. And
way before.
And this coach has done a remarkable job. Remarkable job in Indiana. Who would have you ever thought, well, Indiana's going to beat Ohio State this year? It was like, I don't know how many games in a row Ohio State has beat. I think it was 40-some times in a row that they have beat Indiana in regular season play.
Well, at least we know his job is safe since he beat Michigan this year.
Yeah. That's right. Well, first of all, it was a great game. But does it really change things that much?
No, because they still both get a bye week.
Yes.
They were both going to have a bye week anyway. You know, even if they flip positions. You know, in the college football playoff, CPL, or whatever they call it.
College football, CFP.
CFP.
Okay. CFP, the college football
playoffs. But anyway, I'm dyslexic. It counts. but the thing is, they both get a bye week, the first week of the playoffs. So
and Ohio
it
State's,
doesn't really change anything.
And the betting houses have already got Ohio State favored to win the national championship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was that fourth down call. I thought they had first down right there at the goal line, and the replay. That's why sometimes I hate the replay. I mean, you should go with what the officials in those cases. I don't particularly. I mean, I'm very agnostic toward the Cleveland Browns, but I'm certainly a pro Ohio State football. I think Ryan Day is a great coach, a great football coach, and has been pilloried because of his loss to Michigan. But overall, he has one of the best records ever
of any
Ohio State coach or any coach, period. And so, yeah, they lost. It wasn't the end of the world, though.
No.
And you're right. Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas Tech all have Texas Tech, yeah. First game by. So Indiana will – I don't know how it'll all end up. It could very well be an Indiana-Ohio State matchup again. Could be. Yeah. And of course there's 12 teams. Oregon will play James Madison. Mississippi will, number five Oregon will play number 12. James Madison. That's why I like this 12 team series because James Madison would have never been in the old format.
No, absolutely not. Because the old format was you had to be in the top four.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even know who James Madison was.
He was the president. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know
that. Of the Westbury Kiwanis Club, right?
One of the founders of our country.
Yes.
But as far as football goes, I never knew they even had a football team. So good for James Madison.
Good for them. Absolutely.
So anyway, number five, Oregon plays number 12, James Madison. Number six, Mississippi versus number 11, Tulane. And number seven, Texas A&M plays number 10, Miami, who got in over Notre Dame. Number eight, Oklahoma versus number nine, Alabama, who lost.
Yeah, I heard some complaints about them kind of overlooking loss, at least one loss.
Yeah. Well, Notre,
they've lost two. I think with this one, they lost three, I think.
They could have. Alabama is just Alabama. They have to have Alabama in there.
Yeah.
So Notre Dame said, okay, fine. You didn't pick us. We're not playing in any bowl game.
Oh, is that what
they
said?
Yeah, I'm not playing. We're not playing. There's another
team. Not even in the Tony the Tiger Bowl?
Nope. Wow. Not even in the Milquetoast Butter Pecan Bowl. first of all, other than these bowls, who cares?
Yeah.
Other than the teams that play, the kids who play in those games and things like that, it's really made those other bowls really frivolous, except for the fans and the players of those particular institutions.
Right.
And that's for that. I don't, that's good. So yeah, Notre Dame said, the heck with you. We're not playing in any.
Good. Yeah. You can turn down the millions of dollars, I guess.
Well, they have money.
Well, they have money. But they're turning down money too, so it's up to them.
So it was. I thought it was a good football game. It was an entertaining football game, and you didn't like it? I mean, the outcome was bad, but
I think 10-13 game is kind of boring. But
it was. I don't know.
Defensive fights. I understand it, but
They say it was. Of course, they overhyped this game too.
They did.
Oh, yeah. But it was also, I guess, a judge of who can get the Heisman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think Mendoza probably gets it over Saiyan, who's only a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll have other chances.
Oh, yeah. Ohio State's in pretty darn good shape for the foreseeable future. Again, recruiting attributed to Ryan Day.
Yeah.
So, as Ohio State, Ohio should be very proud of having a school that good in football. And compared to other institutions in Ohio, we should be proud of them. What else is going on here? A little bit of the guards. The Major League Baseball executives are holding their winter meetings.
Oh, are they?
Okay. Yeah, Stephen Kwan.
And they keep talking. You still hear Stephen Kwan's name.
Our stellar left fielder. The thing is,
he's been in league 4 years and only has four gold gloves.
That's all.
You know.
They can't reach an extension agreement with this guy yet, and they have to. They really, he's a fan favorite. They got to let loose with some money. I mean, of course, that's the big problem in baseball. If you have an owner who only has limited assets to pay players, and then it presents a particular problem for that franchise, which it seems to be our problem. I mean, they lost Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor went off to Seattle, had a very good year, and signed a multi-year contract.
He did with them, yeah.
big money.
Which you would not have gotten here.
No, no. They for some reason, they had something against this kid. And it could have been his size. They didn't think he was going to be durable enough, but sure was durable enough for Seattle. And
if he had to pick the two, he's better of the two of him and his brother. But between him and Bo, he's a much more productive player.
Well, catchers, you have to give some leeway for lack of offense because of the position that they play. It's the most important pitch, position on the field other than the pitcher itself, himself, and because they got to call the ball strikes. And Bo does a good job with that. And they have Hedges there too. They're okay in the catching position, but as far as hitting goes, both of those guys. But Ramirez is the only real threat they have right now, unless some of these kids come in.
Yeah, they're always dependent upon one of the kids coming up and doing far more than what he's expected to do.
But just one or two more power hitters, because they don't have it right now. And so I don't foresee the guards doing much in the way of they signed some pitcher that I never heard of before to a contract that was released by, I think, Arizona. That doesn't really raise the anticipation of.
It's not even like they picked up a major pitcher who was released. No, they pick up somebody that most people hadn't heard of.
So, I mean, Schwarber from Philadelphia is up. They're not going to pay him $50 million a year.
No,
they're not going to do it.
I understand that, but it just. As far as I know, and I think Tim was in here, and I asked him, and he said, "Who's paying for them?" He said, "Technically, it should be the Guardians that have to pay for."
The two guys
who are suspended,
Posse and
unless they're indefinitely suspended or suspended for life, which they're not going to. That MLB is not going to do that. Manfred's not going to do that until they are probably convicted, and who knows when that'll be. Now Ortiz, he had a contract through next year.
I don't know Ortiz. Class A did. And he was scheduled to make like $7 million next year. He made $5 or $6 million this year. I don't know. It just doesn't seem fair to the franchise.
No.
You got $8 or $9 million tied up.
It's not like the Yankees or the Dodgers or the White Sox or the Cubs and the Boston who have more money than they can spend.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem fair that the franchise is stuck with two players that they can't use and more than likely will never play again.
Unless
they're exonerated somehow. I don't know. I
don't think that's
going to be possible. The indictment is like 20 indictments.
Right, 20 page, 29
pages. Unless they let them out on parole every few days to play ball. Who knows?
That's true.
Who knows? And they may get pardoned.
No. Okay. But pardon doesn't mean that they...
It's a federal rap, so maybe President Trump
he can pardon, but it's still...
He can pardon the former president of Honduras who's found guilty of massive drug smuggling, they can release...
Well, that's why you got to kill the fishermen in the boat.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, even a pardon doesn't mean that they have to keep their jobs.
No, that's why they're doing their separate investigation, and I guess they'll have to determine at some point that the guards don't have to pay them anymore.
Yeah, because right now it's suspension with pay.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see what else is going on. The Cavaliers are just mediocre right now.
Well, how many starters are out?
I can tell you. Garland has had several injuries and been out a lot. Jared Allen has been out several games. Sam Merrill has missed a lot of games. DeAndre Hunter has been injured several games. And Max Strus hasn't played any.
Yeah.
So you've had, you know, five players who have contributed.
We lost to Golden State, who was five starters out, and we still lost to them.
99-94. The thing is with the...
Maybe they're realizing you don't have to play so hard. You just get to the playoffs, and then it's, as you've said before, it's a whole different season once the playoffs start.
That is the conundrum of the National Basketball Association. The goal is to get into the playoffs.
Right.
The goal is not necessarily, first, their divisions are nonsense.
Right.
And I still don't want...
Because by the end of March... They combine it into basically one division anyway.
The conference. So, I just simply don't know the reasons why they have these conferences, because it doesn't matter, right?
Right. No, it's the top eight players, eight teams.
Mm-hmm. So what are we now? We are 14-11. We won the first 15 games in a row last year to start the season out, right?
We did.
And what did that get us?
Injured by the end of the season.
Yeah. And a lot of people were exhausted and tired. So I don't know if it's intentional to not win as many games, rest players more, but
not rush them back is what I mean,
but if you're paying $400 a ticket to watch the Cavaliers play.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not getting the best players. And they've been fined twice now for sitting the Cavs, sitting their best players to rest. I don't know. Doesn't seem fair to me. But on the other hand, you want them to do well in the playoffs because it doesn't matter what you're – as long as you get one of those eight spots in each conference, 16 teams make the conference, I mean the playoffs, plus two more teams get the play-ins.
Yeah.
So you got all these games, playoff teams, right?
Yeah. By the end of January, the players just want the season to be over.
Yeah. And it's not like baseball where you really need to win the conference. I mean, your division or have a good enough record to get into the playoffs as a wild card. This makes the regular season just kind of a vehicle to get into the play. Your record doesn't matter as long as you get into one of those eight spots. Now, the higher you are, the better you are on home court. But home court doesn't seem to be as big of an advantage anymore.
A few years ago, it was everything. But now, you're right, it doesn't.
Yeah, so...
What about in Indianapolis? Their top guy is out for the season.
Yeah.
The rookie last year that really drove them to the championship.
Yeah. I don't think he was a rookie.
Oh, wasn't he?
Okay. No, I think he was an established player. Yeah, this year.
Well, it was a breakout year for him.
Yeah, it was. Well, they're only 5-18.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a fantastic. I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. Detroit, you know, JB Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
Is the head coach of Detroit. They're 19-5. It doesn't matter though.
That's true.
Going into the playoffs. It just doesn't matter. And, I haven't watched too many games since my darling wife switched to Spectrum and won't pay for the additional. And I don't want to pay the additional $10 not knowing how the Guardians, $10 a month.
Yeah.
Where the Guardians are going to end up.
We don't even know that yet. Has something to ESPN, and we'll have to figure something out. But again, we didn't know till like the week is spring training opening where you can watch the Guardians.
Yeah. Well, they, fortunately for people who had DirecTV and such, they were on a channel you can get,
right.
But I don't know where they're going to end up. Now, if they're on a Spectrum regular channel, I'm going to pay the $10 a month to see them, but I don't know where they're going to end up.
Right.
And then part of the Spectrum package is the ESPN special, additional, streaming. So who knows? We were talking about name, image, and likeness for high school.
Yes.
Representative Adam Byrd, part of the state legislature, is proposing to eliminate what was just granted to him. It's not going anywhere. I can't imagine that.
They propose a lot of things they know won't go anywhere, but it makes them feel better. Think their voters saying, hey, he's getting shot.
Is really name, image, and likeness a compelling political issue? I don't think so. I think most, unless you're a old status quo type of person.
Yeah.
They should be in it for the love of the game. If they get injured for the rest of their life, so what? Which I have family members who feel that way. We'll see. I don't think that piece of legislation is going to go anywhere. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't. I mean, we're only there's only 5 states left now that don't have some sort of name, image, and likeness for high school players. So you're pressing all kinds of buttons over there, and nothing is happening. So what does that mean? We're out of time. So, I hear it now.
There you go.
All right. You ready?
12th time is a charm.
You ready? If lightning hits an orchestra, who's most likely to get struck?
Who is most likely to get struck?
The conductor!
The conductor, certainly!
Right. You ready? Ready, yeah. This is a bad one. What do you call men waiting in line to get a haircut?
Bald? I don't know. A barbecue! I like the first one.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you don't pay me enough to get the good one.
We'll see everyone next week here on Sports Sidebar.